This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. I'm here today at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro, and we just finished up some yield tours. I've been out and about with the guys in the field, and we've been scouting and trying to get a survey on the yield so we can predict what they're going to be come harvest time.
We talked today with Kevin Neiman of Litchfield, and Kevin, you are both a farmer and you work for First National Bank.
That's correct. I work for First National Bank in Litchfield. I'm a vice president there. Do a lot of farm loans, house loans, pretty much run the gamut of any available services we can provide. So I also farm northwest of Litchfield. I farm corn, soybeans, roughly 2,500 acres, mostly probably 6% corn, 40% beans.
Great. So it sounds like you are very busy with everything that you've been doing and taking care of. And today we are in Hillsboro at the University of Illinois Extension Office, and we just finished up some yield surveys. How many years have you been helping with this?
Oh, it's probably been at least 10 years. Time goes by pretty fast. So, I think somewhere in that neighborhood, I believe.
And what did you find today when you guys were out and about? What are you thinking for yields?
Well, it seems like we found a lot of variability. I think our yield checks went from maybe 139 up to 218, I believe. So, but a lot of variability within fields. Stock quality is not very good at all. So, we do need to pay attention to that, I think.
Well, definitely, as we all know, it started out as a very wet year, and we had some trouble getting in the fields at first and spraying and all sorts of things, but overall, a decent crop, we think, and could have been a lot worse. Would you say so?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, crop probably looking average, still hopeful that the beans can be above average, but right now on the corn, we're looking probably somewhere around average, but like I said, given the spring we had, I think we are all pretty pleased with where we're at.
You'll hear from John Michael Marty after these messages.
Welcome back to part two of the Farm Show. Illinois Corn Growers Association is offering farmers free water testing at the Farm Progress Show this year. The testing identifies a nitrate level in the water sample provided. The process is free of charge and the results will remain confidential. Those interested in participating should bring 8-ounce samples from farm tile lines, a pond, stream, or other water source to the Illinois Corn Exhibit at lot number 355. Participants will receive on-the-spot information regarding the nitrate level in the water sample. No names or nitrate levels are recorded. The information is important for farmers to know as they consider best management practices that will help manage nutrients. One water test is just a snapshot in time. Accumulating results from several tests over the course of many months can help guide management decisions. Farmers should bring at least 8 ounces of water in a clean and residual chemical-free container. Samples should be collected within 48 hours of testing, and an estimate of flow will allow additional calculations. Simply record the number of seconds it takes to fill up a 5-gallon bucket with water from your water source. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert will hold a press conference announcing activities surrounding the Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary on Wednesday, September 2nd, in the media tent at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur. He'll talk about this at 10 o'clock in the morning that day. Giebert will discuss formative events in the Farm Bureau's history, upcoming special events, and displays which can be attended and seen through December of 2016, as well as the Future of the Organization project now underway. Illinois Farm Bureau has a rich heritage and history, and starting this year, we'll be honoring that history by celebrating our 100th anniversary as well as planning for our future. We're looking forward to several special events and displays throughout the year to pay tribute to the Illinois Farm Bureau legacy. Again, he'll talk about that on Wednesday at 10 a.m., September 2nd, in the media tent at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur. That's part two of our Farm Show for this Thursday. For Katie Bowles, I'm John Michael Marty. Katie will be back tomorrow morning.